Hello everyone, welcome to August Wisdom episode 23, 31 episodes in 31 days. Today we're going to continue on with the topic we started yesterday, which is set big goals. Welcome to the Deep Psychology Podcast. I'm your host Ross Edwards, author, coach and podcaster. We cover deep insights into your psychology, helping you grow in psyche and spirit. Make sure to subscribe to Deep Psychology on Spotify or Apple to stay up to date. You can also visit the website deep-psychology.com, visited by tens of thousands of people every month for lots of free resources. If you want to go deeper with this work, you might like to do coaching with me. Head to the website for more details. It's time for today's episode. So, yesterday we spoke about how setting big goals means that your approach is very different and that in the same space of time as you would reach a small goal, you get a lot further, even if the big goal takes longer to achieve. And we also spoke about how if you set a small goal, you're not allowing the process of being able to achieve things that you cannot imagine right now taking place. You stunt that because you're not looking far enough ahead, okay? And there's other reasons that we need to set big goals, and that's what we're going to cover in today's episode. Very closely related to what I was talking about yesterday, but just from a slightly different angle. What I'm going to say is that setting big goals leads to lots of growth. Because, listen, if you're going to achieve something big, it's not just that you are gaining a new skill or that you are taking a project to a new level. Actually, what's happening in a deeper level is that you're actually changing throughout that process. You'll notice if you look back in your life at any goal you achieved that was quite an ambitious one, you'll notice that when you started out, you were one person, and when you achieved the goal, you were a different person. Because in the process of achieving the goal, you had to change as a person. There were fears you had to overcome. There were actions you had to take that you wouldn't have taken otherwise if it weren't for this goal. So in setting big goals and in going through the process to reach them and in actually reaching them, you are changing as a person, right? And this change, it's a mentality change. It's change in your expertise, it's change in your approach to life, it's change in how you set goals, right? It's an internal change in terms of how you see yourself and how you see what you're capable of achieving in life. And when we set small goals, we cannot possibly experience this because there's not enough of a change demanded of us. When you set a small goal, what's required is a proportionately small change because the goal isn't that ambitious and it doesn't require that you do much to achieve it. Whereas if it's a big goal, it requires that you do a lot of things that you're perhaps not comfortable with right now in order to achieve it. So from this perspective, big goals lead to big personal change. And then the person we become once we've achieved the goal is very different. And then from that person, from this new sort of personality we have at that time, we are then able to go and achieve more, or we're able to affect our lives in more powerful ways because we have built up the habit and the experience required to do that. Another reason to set big goals is simply because they are much more inspiring than setting little goals. What sounds more inspiring to you? I'm going to come back to the language learning example. Does it sound more inspiring to hold long conversations with people in a foreign language? For people that perhaps are your friends or your family or future friends that you will meet, or people that you meet when you're traveling, or, you know, people that you come across from time to time. What is more powerful, that or asking for directions? Right? See, the big goal often, and this isn't just in language learning, it's in any area of life, that you can think of, and think of your own projects right now or whatever you've got going on. The big goal is much more exciting. It's much more inspiring than the little goal, because it requires you to go places you've never been before. Sometimes literally, mostly metaphorically. It requires that you go out there and do new things. It requires that you talk to new people, that you explore areas that you've never explored before, right? So that gets our juices going. It gets us activated. It gets us involved. It gets us excited to do things, to get out there and to participate, right? Whereas small goals, they just, you know, it's like you can take it or leave it. It's like, oh, well, you know, if I can ask for directions in this new language or not, it doesn't really matter, because I can just get Google Maps out and I can just type in the destination and it'll take care of it for me, right? So it's not inspiring. There's no real juice behind it. It's just sort of this little meek goal. Whereas this big goal is inspiring. It's exciting, and it means that you're actually going to be motivated to take the action necessary to achieve it. The small goal might seem, oh, well, it's easy to achieve, and sure, I'm not that motivated, but because it's easy, I'll do it and it won't take very long. Well, not so fast, because you're not going to feel motivated, right? And motivation, when you're trying to achieve something in your life, is absolutely critical. Especially when you're an adult and you're not just at school and everything isn't spoon-fed, or in formal education, or in, you know, any other context where things are fed to you. When you're an adult, usually you have to sort of take your own initiative, otherwise nothing will happen. And the only way you can do that is when you're motivated. And small goals simply are not motivating enough. Big goals get you up, they get you they get the juices flowing, and they get you engaged, right? And finally, I just want to circle back a little bit, but again, it's attacking from a slightly different angle, is that the reason to set big goals is because we can achieve things that we cannot possibly imagine right now, okay? One of the sort of main criteria I use when I'm determining is a goal big enough or not is, does it scare me? Like, do I look at the goal, when I think about the goal, or when I write it down and I read over it or I think about it, does it scare me? Does it make me feel this fear inside, this fear that I'm not good enough, the fear that, you know, I'm not capable of achieving it? And if I don't have that feeling, the goal is not big enough. And you might think, well, that sounds kind of sadistic, Ross. You know, why would you put yourself through that? What my basic perspective is that big goals by definition will scare you, because they're not part of who you are right now, right? That is a big goal. If they were already part of you right now, there wouldn't be much of a change required, there wouldn't be much effort required to achieve it, and so you wouldn't feel scared. Why would you feel scared? Because it's already sort of part of your repertoire, as it were. Big goals are scary, because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know how to get there, because it's outside of what you've achieved in your life, of your current repertoire, of what you're comfortable with, of what you know, okay? So, and what you'll find, and you can look back at your own life, I certainly look back and I can see this, that you can do things that you thought you weren't capable of. It's kind of like, when the first time you go to high school, for example, I remember this, it feels kind of scary. You know, you look at the children, the teenagers that are older than you, and you're like, I don't know, how can they do this? They don't look like it's bothering them, but I can feel that it's bothering me a lot being here. You know, it's kind of scary and foreign and alien. But then, you know, a few years later, you're totally fine being at high school, because you're used to it and there's nothing really to be afraid of, right? So you made this huge step, and then you look back and you're like, well, that was actually kind of easy. The same thing happens with goals, right? The problem is we're not forced into our goals often, unless we have like a mentor system, we have a coach, or we have some sort of external enforcement, often it's really hard for us to set big goals because they scare us. We naturally just back away from them. But what I'm saying here is that we are capable of achieving things that that feel really scary to us right now. And it happens not through talent and not through luck and not through, you know, just through some random process. It happens because we are, it happens through incremental steps, right? Over the weeks, over the months, over the years, all of your practice and experience and everything else, it all adds up and you become a person that you couldn't have imagined. You reach a level you couldn't have imagined, whether it's in language learning or anything else. It all builds up and it spills over and it leads to a result that scared you and now it seems like totally ordinary to you. Okay, so that's the message of the last two episodes, is to set big goals. And I've explained why this is really important. And really, to sum up, I think that we are just really missing out if we're not setting big goals. We are limiting ourselves unnecessarily and we're playing small when really we can play big, and eventually we will look back and it won't seem like such a huge deal because we've become a new person in pursuing that goal. All right, I'm signing off. Just a little word that I'm doing 25% off my coaching sessions until the end of August and an extra 10% off if you have never done classes or coaching with me before. So head to the link in the description to check that out, and I'd be really glad to work with you. Okay, that's all for today. Thanks for joining me and I'll see you tomorrow for the next episode of August Wisdom. Thanks for listening. If you liked this episode, please leave a review and make sure to subscribe on Apple or Spotify. If you'd like to go deeper with this work, head to deep-psychology.com to do coaching with me. Thanks a lot and I'll see you soon.